Harmac Holmes pre-game interview.
Now, Harmac Holmes' latest double story design, the Monarch 1227, including double glazing, floor coverings and driveway for only $294,000, limited to the first 10 Geelong builds only. Terms and conditions apply. Get onto that at harmachomes.com.au. We're going to go inside as part of community umpiring round inside the whistleblowers, and Josh Conway is waiting patiently with one of our field umpires for today's clash in Jonathan Zarb.
Thank you, Kingy. Jonathan's been good enough to join us before the bounce. Welcome to K-Rock Footy. Firstly, Jonathan, Kingy mentions community umpiring week. How important is it to the whole umpiring fraternity?
Oh, community umpire week is just fantastic. It really gives us an opportunity to represent what we're all about, friendship, mateship, and just getting about in the community and just enjoying the footy.
What about yourself, mate? What made you get into umpiring?
Well, I used to play footy for the Geelong West Roosters, and then I stopped in under-15s because I was taking my tennis a bit more seriously. And then my sister actually told me that the umpiring league was looking for more umpires, and I thought it was a fantastic opportunity to stay in football and to have a job, really, as well.
Thanks for joining us, Jonathan. Talk to us about, you're in the AFL Bowen High Performance Academy. You've been here for the last couple of years. Tell us about what that involves and how that's developing your umpiring.
Yeah, so it's a really great initiative by the regional umpiring groups around Victoria. And it gives us an opportunity to get really good advice and feedback from excellent AFL umpires, because one day we all want to progress into the VFL and maybe the AFL as well. So it just gives us a really good pathway to continue umpiring.
Yep, been a big week too. We talk about community umpiring week, but also David Harris, AFL umpire, did the Bulldogs Richmond game last night, has come back into AFL Bowen's ranks as well, and I suspect he's one that's probably a bit of a mentor for the umpiring group down here.
Yeah, absolutely. Harris's been fantastic for me personally, and a lot of the other guys and girls in the umpiring group, we all look up to him very much, and we always look for his advice on different umpiring skills, but not only umpiring skills, but life skills as well. He's just a great bloke.
What's the dream for you, Jonathan? Is it the AFL?
Yeah, so hopefully AFL. I just want to take things one step at a time. So I want to be umpiring community level football at a GFL level, and then progress to the VFL hopefully next year or the year after, and then who knows, one day I could be on the MCG doing the AFL.
What's the time commitment like for an umpire to go down to the football umpires? What sort of commitment do you have to put in?
Yeah, so we have training on Monday and Wednesday night. I just come on the Wednesday night because I've got university commitments, so I make my way to umpiring on the Wednesday night, and then I usually do one or two games on the weekend as well.
What's it like out there, especially in a good GFL game? Can you just give us a sense of the enjoyment you get out of being involved in a high-level game of footy?
Yeah, I absolutely love it. Like, the crowd is certainly electric sometimes, and you definitely feel the pressure, but just being out there on a beautiful day like this is just amazing, and you become really grateful for the opportunity, for sure.
Yep, the stand rule, how have you seen it with the man on the mark?
Yeah, so personally, I like it. I think it opens up the game a fair bit, and you'd be surprised how quickly the umpires have adapted and the players have adapted as well to the rule. Every player is quite disciplined with it because they don't want to give away the 50, but as an umpire, our view is on the man with the footy, so or the woman with the footy. So we want to be calling play on as soon as possible. So it's really good. It flows on the game, sure.
For Harmac Holmes, speaking with field umpire Jonathan Zarb, here's Matt Kershaw, who stole question I just stole, I think.
That's all right. I have another. Jonathan, what sort of umpire are you, mate? If you get a bit of stick from the players, do you give a little bit back like Moose Nolan does in his day, or do you just cop it on the chin and just, you know, maybe you're a free kick type of guy to settle it down?
I like to let the game flow a bit, and but definitely, if there's a bit of roughness in the game, I'll just get the game moving, just keep the ball going.
What about a bit of abuse out there to the umpires? What sort of umpire are you like in that regard?
Oh no, we don't get too much, no. So it's actually really good down here, but. Yeah, you just cop it on the chin. Don't take it too personally. Everyone realizes it's just a game of footy, so it's good.
It's a good attitude to have as an umpire.
You've you talked about your tennis, but you've been a ball boy at the Australian Open in your younger years.
Yeah.
Did you give us the best game that you might have been ball boy on?
Yeah, so I actually ball boyed the men's final in 2015, Djokovic and Murray.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it was such a great experience. It was unbelievable.
Yep. So do you still whack a tennis ball around?
Yeah, so I kind of play recreationally now. I play the odd tournament or two, so I just do it because I love it.
Yep, and what are you studying at uni?
I'm studying physiotherapy.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, so he's a good tennis player. He goes right at the footy umpire.
He's ticking a few boxes.
Studying to be a physio, yeah. he's leaving us very much in his shadow.
Yeah, we got nothing up here.
So right now, with umpires, the umpiring numbers are down a bit. We saw an article in the Addy not long ago about that, but we need 800 umpires plus to cover the games across weekends. That's field goal and boundary. We only got 400. So for those who are listening who maybe, you know, a bit of a loss after COVID and aren't involved in anything, what would you say to them about getting involved with umpiring and the Geelong umpires?
Yeah, so I reckon for teenagers it's an absolute brilliant thing to do, because not only you get active and you're getting paid and you have a lot of friends as well by doing umpiring, but it also teaches you how to be resilient, how to cope under pressure, how to communicate with people, and it definitely gets you out of your comfort zone. So if you're up for a challenge and you want to learn more about footy and you love footy, and even if you play footy, you can still do umpiring.
Yep.
I just think it's a really wonderful experience for any teenager to do. And even with adults as well, I think a lot of people might have played footy in their younger years and they want to get back into it. So I think it's just a great way to get back into it from a different perspective as well.
Absolutely. Jonathan, we really appreciate your time. We wish you the best this afternoon. I think it's run well is the phrase in the umpiring vernacular.
Yep.
So go well. You, Chris Jones and Tommy Hitchcock running this one this afternoon. So best of luck, and if we don't notice you, that's probably a good result, isn't it?
Yeah, that's it.
Jonathan, thanks for joining us.
All right, cheers. Thanks,
well Jonathan done. Zarb joining us. Fantastic to have him join us for Harmac Homes. And, of course, Harmac Homes, if you have titled land, Harmac Homes can have you on site within 12 weeks. Visit harmachomes.com.au for your local display centre. The Harmac Homes pre-game interview.